Welcome to Bucks County Conversations. I'm Charlotte Reese. This is a production of the Bucks County Commissioner's Department of Communications and your source for real conversations happening within the Bucks County government.
That's something a lot of people can benefit from, listening to other people's stories.
Today, we're talking about Bucks County's Farm Preservation Program with our summer intern, Josh Brown.
My big project was highlighting some of the Bucks County preserved land.
The program since 1989 has preserved more than 200 Bucks County farms, totaling 18,000 plus acres.
We have a rich and vast history of just open space and farmland that really dates back to William Penn.
For the better part of the summer, Josh was researching the program and ditched the desk work for some frontline visits.
I've never been that close to a cow.
This is Bucks County Conversations.
Hi, my name is Josh Brown. I'm a rising junior at The Ohio State University. I'm a Bucks County native my entire life, born and raised. And I've had the opportunity to have an internship here in the Bucks County government throughout this summer, and it's been an incredible opportunity.
Josh, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
So just to explain to people, tell us kind of how you got introduced to this program and what the goal was of these visits that you made and the research that you did.
Right. So a couple months back, once I first started my internship, I was emailing and set up a meeting with Jonathan Ives over at the Bucks County Planning Commission. And we kind of set up a game plan of how this is going to go down, this project. And we figured out a good broad range of farms that showed a bunch of different aspects of farmland. Like the first farm that was preserved we got to go to, one farm that's been here since 1685, which does a lot for the community, and one farm that was recently preserved. We're all very unique and learned a great deal about them.
Now, if you can, I mean, thinking back to kind of the beginning again, where you started with this, what was your first kind of thoughts? Farms, Bucks County, this is how I'm going to spend my summer?
I was a little nervous at first, if I'm being honest. I didn't know much about farms. It was just more me driving to school and always just passing cornfields, but I didn't know a lot about it. And being from here, these farms are everywhere, it seems like, but we're losing them at such a rapid rate. I think it's really important that we really talk about how we are losing these farms and that how much of an impact that open space and preserved land makes. And I think that a lot of people would be really interested if they had the opportunity to talk to a farmer, just listen about their life. I'm really grateful that they let me go to visit their land.
Now, instead of just talking about the farms we went to, we thought we would intertwine some of the conversations we had right on the preserved land.
So did you recently add, like, the trail?
The trail was just opened pretty recently. Okay. It's been there in the woods, but we've upgraded it, a local foundation.
A fair warning that you will hear some wind and birds, as well as the recorder rustling around a bit.
Put your fingers there, honey.
Putting the gate back on the wagon.
But that's what we did during a couple of those hot summer days. We went to Crooked Acres Dairy Farm in New Hope, where David Crook taught us a lot about cows.
Every other day, a tractor trailer comes in and gets somewhere between 8,000 to 10,000 pounds of milk.
And even more about his family.
We have a full court basketball court in here with a plywood floor and lights.
That's awesome.
We went to Blooming Glen Farm in Perkasie, where owner Tom Murtha sat down with us near their wildflowers.
Co-owner with my wife, Tricia Borneman, and this is our 17th year here.
And told us about their methods.
So what do you guys have growing here right now?
So these are second rotation. This is eggplants and peppers, cucumbers. So this is like a second planting.
And we went to Snipes Farm and Education Center in Morrisville, where Jonathan Snipes took us around.
So I remember reading you guys have about 150 acres total.
We do, yeah.
And shared insight about the farm.
I mean, I'm really grateful to my ancestors for preserving this piece of property from my grandmother, who said no to the Pennsylvania Railroad and no to Mr. Leavitt. Mr. Leavitt was actually here in my grandmother's living room negotiating with her about buying the farm.
Yeah, I have never been that close to a cow in my life. That was an experience, to say the least. So give us the little spiel.
So this farm is personally my favorite part of my entire summer internship. We got to go to the first farm that was preserved through the Bucks County Farm Preservation Program. And we got to go to Crooked Acres Dairy, which is located in New Hope. So we got to speak with current owner David Crook.
My son Andrew.
Nice to meet you, sir. I'm Josh.
Josh, my youngest brother's Josh.
It's a great name. So you guys were the first farm that was preserved in Bucks County, correct?
Yes, my parents preserved the farm
1990.
Right. And we got the opportunity to also speak with his mother, who just turned 96, and she was, it didn't seem like she was a day over 70.
Incredible.
And they were just, it was really just a wholesome family dynamic there.
So depending on the time of year, does the day-to-day operations always look different?
Well, the cows get milked year-round. We're not seasonal. Some places they do it seasonally, so they'll have them all calve in the spring, and then they'll milk when they have pasture available in the summer in the growing season. But we use all stored feed and very minimal. We don't hardly use any pasture at all.
Right. They have a really nice 119-acre farm, which he calls a year-round enterprise. They're always working.
And so our business plan is we have cows that have calves that give milk, and we belong to a milk co-op. And it's called Land of Lakes. They're the butter people.
Yeah.
And our milk doesn't usually get made into butter, although it could if it went to the Carlisle plant. It usually goes to the Lansdale plant over in Montgomery County.
He really showed us around for a couple hours, just going into detail about all of his feeding practices, cleaning practices in the barn.
The alfalfa and the corn silage and the barley and the corn and then a commercial protein supplement together to make up the ration. So I bought a supplement from Cargill.
He showed us how he prepares the food that's stored in the silos, and he showed us the whole contraption about how the food gets all the way around with almost 60 cows. And they had a little dog there, which was not afraid of the cows. He was holding his ground.
Oh, yeah. Big, giant oval of cows, and there's the dog just right, a little Jack Russell at the king seat of the barn there.
Okay. 14 shifts a week. 3 to 5 hours for each shift for milking and feeding and cleanup. And then there's about...
there's no middle ground. It's only extremes for them.
Yeah, he said that both climate change and the really high commodity markets right now have made a really drastic impact over many dairy farms.
That was one of the challenges for my parents, was to have a market. So we found a notebook, a printed up catalog the other day. My sister-in-law did at my in-law's house, and it was the honor roll for Dairy Herd Improvement Association. So it was the 1966 honor roll, and guess how many dairy farms there were in Bucks County in 1966? I just counted them yesterday.
Like 70?
There were 117 farms that were on test, and then there was a whole bunch of other little ones that weren't on test.
Yeah.
So there were probably well over 200 altogether in 1966.
And now there's 10. And while that's a really great amount of time from 1966 till now, just the fact that over 100 of them had to close is just really sad. And because of this climate change, they've lost the power, he said, I think like 5 times this year already, which is, he said in the past like 5 years, they've lost it twice.
I think I ran it 6 times this year.
Really?
Because the power keeps going out all the time because of weather extremes, like the tornado that went through our Buckingham Township.
So they really have to persevere. And because of the financial incentives that they got previously from the county, they were able to pay off their mortgage debt, increase a bunch of their facilities.
But what would you say are like the keys to success then? Like, you've been doing this for a
really
long time.
Well, you have to like what you're doing, or you might as well not bother.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so I like biology, and I like mechanics, and I like to be productive, and I like to be a good steward, and so all those things fit in. And it was probably, Andrew, what do you think? Was it a good experience growing up here?
Yeah.
Huh?
Terrific.
Yeah. Andrew is 40...
Almost three,
yeah. And he's been here his whole life. You know.
Would you mind showing us around the farm a little bit?
Yeah, why don't we get this wagon off the hill?
And I'm just really happy to see them thrive.
Yeah, definitely. So Blooming Glen, tell us what Blooming Glen is, what they do there.
So Blooming Glen Farm in Perkasie was the first farm that we got to visit throughout this project. I had the opportunity to speak with co-owner Tom Murtha. He rents this farm, and they rent 40 acres, him and his wife. Their primary focus of their operations is their CSA program.
Yep. Would you mind just explaining that real quick?
Yeah, so it stands for Community Supported Agriculture, and essentially what it is, but people basically prepay and then get a share, a portion of our weekly harvest for 24 weeks. And typically it begins the last week of May and runs through usually the second or third week of November.
Over at Blooming Glen, they've been running the CSA program for about 17 years now. They began with 100 members, and now they're up to about 350 members. They have a very high and very strong retention rate.
Years, even in just the last few years, my wife has really kind of taken the customer support side. I mean, it's a very unique thing. Mm-hmm. You know, like there aren't many things in this world where people are willing to pay up front and then just kind of see what happens.
Yeah, so in this area,
they really just focus on their harvest and what they grow. This farm was more recently preserved since 2006, and it was really interesting talking to Tom. He told me, like, a lot of people like think that they're going to go into farming, it seems like, and know everything right off the bat, but Tom told me he was the exact same way like that, and it took him about 10 years to really understand what he was doing.
That first year, in spite of all those hardships of like the living part and that, like the actual farm work part was like, yeah, this is awesome. And that's always what I've tried to impart to like this younger, new generation of folks that are getting it, coming from a completely different, you know, urban or suburban environment and getting intrigued by farming, is that do you have the capacity to like pull this off, you know, emotionally, physically, spiritually? Because that's the hardest part is like, you know, the weather's against you all the time. You know, like, you're picking the hardest thing. Like, there's all these people we know that quit farming, and they're like, dude, everything else is so easy.
You know, like, he told me that life's hard, and you got to find your little victories along the way, and that's what keeps him going. Really, there's not a lot in his control at the end of the day, if you think about it.
We worked for a woman up in Blairstown. We didn't work for her, but she started the farm. She was an old Franciscan nun who totally got into the evolution of the universe as really being her religion. But she was so... like love farmers because she's like, dude, you guys are so rad because you live on the front lines of humility. And she's like, you dudes are out there just dealing with failure and like human frailty and knowing exactly where you stand in the universe every day. And it's totally true because we do everything the best we can. We have a well laid out plan in the spring. So many factors just torch all of that. And it's just learning to be like, you know, I can't take that personal. Like when the weather does it or I have people quit on me and it's just not enough or, you know, all of the above, you know, you just have to learn to kind of be humble about it and move forward and not take it all apart. It's not about me, you know, it's like, I just keep going.
Right.
Can you show us around a little bit?
Yeah, sure, dude.
After going to those two, I think, and then Snipes last, Snipes is just all around a unique farm. I think that's just the best way to explain it. And I'll allow you to explain it a little bit further.
Yeah, so Snipes Farm, the last farm we got to visit, was absolutely remarkable. That's really the only way I can put it.
Big Red Barn, we call it. It doubles as summer camp, farmer's market, and then events we do, concerts, weddings, that kind of thing.
And all three of the farms I went to, they mentioned that they're fearful for what the next generation of farming is going to look like. They don't know how the youth coming in, how much they know about it, how inspired they are. But at Snipes Farm, they're really taking an active and dynamic approach to teach the next generation of farmers. They've been in Bucks County since 1685.
Our direct ancestors came with William Penn's influx of Quakers fleeing religious persecution in England and settled here in this area. My mom's family came to New Jersey with the same kind of wave of Quaker religious refugees, really.
And while they have many different programs, I really just found it interesting that how much they prioritize inspiring young minds. Their main program is their summer camp, and they've been running this camp for about 15 years now. They started with about 10 campers per week, and now they have 85 campers per week. So it's really great to see them improving upon that program.
This interesting factoid. The number one, do you know what the number one industry in Pennsylvania is?
Agriculture.
Agriculture. And number two? Tourism. So, you know, folks are not coming to Bucks County to see sprawl. Mm-hmm. They want to see farms, they want to see trails, they want to see open space. They do want to go to Sesame Place, I will give you that. But they're not coming to see sprawl. They want to see the beautiful rolling hills and streams and lakes of Bucks County. Mm-hmm. So, I know, we're already, you can hear Route 1 not far away, so we're already out of the beautiful area of Middle and Upper Bucks. But this is like a green oasis in Lower mm-hmm. Bucks County, and we really want people to have access. So the other aspect of the land preservation requiring us to have it open to the public is absolutely crucial. For us, it is our thing. We're growing food. We're also teaching about growing food. Mm-hmm. We're also running summer camp. And in the fall, we welcome thousands of visitors to come through. Mm-hmm. And we want them to experience the land. Mm-hmm.
And they give away free weekly crop shares to senior centers around the county. They welcome school tours throughout the year. So it really seems like they're taking an approach that they want the next generation of farmers to be, more than anything, focusing on how can we better the earth.
Mm-hmm. So, and for us as a family, the next generation is here. My two nieces and their families, and they're really excited about what we're doing.
Nice.
And actually improving the land quality. So we'll see a project over here of a water conservation that we're doing. So
they're always looking to kind of find better ways to do things, whether it's creating the new water conservation project that they had, or also finding new ways to sustainably grow that has soil erode much less.
So my sister and I, who've, you know, been working now for 20 years to try to make a viable farming business. Sometimes we say, well, I don't know. Does the next generation, do they have a firm financial plan for how they're going to make all these changes happen? But, you know, we're working with them. As a family, we're in transition conversations now, which every farm family has to go through at some point. Mm-hmm. And it is.
So I guess after you talk to them, did all of your research, what's kind of your biggest takeaway from the farms? Where do you see the future going?
So I asked every farm I went to, how do you predict the next 50 years of farming? And they're all like, we have no idea. So a lot of this is going to be a very fluid process about what the next generation is going to look like. And a lot of them don't know also because of climate change. They don't know about what's even going to be possible. But I've really enjoyed this project. I really liked learning about their way of life because to me, this is a totally different experience. And I think that that's something a lot of people can benefit from, listening to other people's stories and just being appreciative that we have the opportunity to really learn about others. And that, you know, at the end of the day, like, we all have different experiences, but we're all humans and we're all citizens of Bucks County. And we got to put that aside and just live together in harmony. That I live really close to these farms and I never knew anything about farmers. But now I feel like they're some of the smartest people I've ever talked to and they just love what they do. So it was really nice to see that.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And I guess, how do you think just this whole summer experience in a nutshell, how do you think that's going to help you in Josh's future?
I mean, this has been an unbelievable experience and I'm just beyond thankful to have had it and have had the most incredible staff around me, my coworkers. And this has given me just really credible and practical experience for anything in the world of communications. I like to say I learned more here in my last 2 months than I have my last 2 years at school. I just feel like this experience that of actual like being there in the front lines and learning how to communicate with people all across the county, that's something that I'm going to carry with me for many years. And I'm just very thankful to have had this. Oh,
that's great. Thanks, Josh. And you'll come back and visit, right? Thank you so much, Josh, for breaking down your project with us a little bit and joining the podcast.
Thank you so much for having me.
Special thank you to Tom at Blooming Glen Farm, David at Crooked Acres Dairy, and Jonathan at Snipes Farm and Education Center. And of course, thank you to our summer intern, Josh. In August, at a public meeting, the commissioners approved the preservation of two more farms in Bedminster Township. To learn more about the Farm Preservation Program, visit buckscounty.gov/agriculture.
That's it for this episode of Bucks County Conversations. Follow us on social media for the latest Bucks County government information. We're on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and TikTok. Just search Bucks County Gov. That's Bucks County G-O-V-T. In the meantime, tell a friend about the podcast, or better yet, just subscribe to Bucks County Conversations wherever you or they listen to podcasts. Thanks for listening. Until next time, I'm Charlotte Reese. This is Bucks County Conversations.